The following program, The Inclusive Voice, is sponsored by Diversity MBA Media and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Good morning, everyone, Ryan, and welcome to The Inclusive Voice with your host, Pam McElvain. Grab your coffee and join me for this morning. We're here with you this morning to share insights on health equity. And not just that, I feel so excited to have back with us our co-host, Rosalind Carpenter. And we'll talk a little bit more with her. She's the Chief Diversity Officer of Common Health Spirit. But what's really exciting for me is that she's helped us gather a collective group of board directors that are in a place of influence that are able to drive an agenda that is critical. And sometimes it's important for us to talk about these issues that are driving these differences. So health equity, just for clarity, is a disparity solution for the population. So when you're talking about health and well-being for everyone to ensure that we're all on a level field in how we're cared for, this organization and these group of very influential board directors and leaders are going to share with us what it takes with feet on the ground, what it takes to help change an initiative and going forward. And I think it's important that you understand, too, that leaders with influence, you know, that they also have day jobs, if you will, meaning that they're running organizations or serving on large health or corporate boards, and they're influencers like attorneys and executives, leading executives. So these folks, when they decide to have service and give back in a way to drive change, that's how we're able to move the needle, because the change is just not happening with the protesting and what we do, but it also happens with policy, and it also happens with the kinds of decisions that are being made at the board level. So this morning, we're going to be able to take a deep dive into health equity, the agenda that's moving forward while we're speaking about Black Americans. All Americans will be able to take a lesson. So with that, we're going to be right back, and I'll be back with you with my co-host, Rosalind Carpenter, Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer for Common Spirit Health. So we'll be right back in a few moments after this commercial break.
The tech talent war in the U.S. is making it almost impossible for companies to hire and is holding companies back from achieving their important business goals. What is the answer? Go global with Bold Business. We have the reach, experience, and proven methods to help your company access great talent. From recruiting and sourcing to onboarding and post-hiring operations, Bold Business can help businesses tap into a worldwide talent pool and can craft solutions for an enterprise of any size. Go bold and let Bold Business solve your talent challenges and help your company succeed. Contact at www.boldbusiness.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to The Inclusive Voice. I'm your host, Pam McElvain, with my co-host, Rosalind Carpenter, Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer from Common Spirit Health. Good morning, Rosalind.
Good morning, Pam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell me, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, too, and I'm looking forward to the weekend. Today is the Links Incorporated 26th annual walkathon, Walk for Healthy Living. So we're taking steps to make our health, your health, a priority. And so I'm thinking after I get done, I'm going to get some steps in. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to join you and get my 10,000 steps in as well. I like that. I love that in you. And I love to hear that the Links are doing this walkathon. It's great that in these difficult times we can still participate in programs like that. So
yeah, it's great and good to be with you, Pam.
Look, I'm so happy to have you back.
It's good to be back. And on behalf of our Common Spirit CEO, Lloyd Dean, and our over 150,000 leaders, caregivers, clinicians, and colleagues, good morning. You know, we remain driven on a path to lead the nation in health equity. We're leveraging this moment to advance health equity, which is why talking to our guests from BDHEA, the Black Directors Health Equity Agenda, is so critically important. But before we jump into our program for today, how was your Diversity MBA conference this week? Share a highlight for us.
Oh, thank you for asking. So as you all remember, last week we had the Diversity MBA Showcase of Experts. Well, we're excited. We had more than 2,000 people that registered. However, the highlights, I believe, were from all of the comments that we were hearing from folks that they said it was the most inspiring, most insightful event that they have attended in a long time. What we did was introduce our publishing summit, where we had published authors and experts actually present on the first day. And one of the folks said to me, and this is what stuck in my mind, it was incredible to be able to get the nuggets for leadership and learning before you go into the actual live conference. So with that said, be prepared for the preparation of what you're going to get was great. So I think the fact that there was something for everyone and everyone was able to walk away with something is what made it successful for us. I thank you for asking that question. I appreciate that. So with us now, we have a really special treat, right, with John Daniels. So we want to welcome John Daniels. He is the executive and founding sponsor of the Black Directors Health Equity Agenda. So good morning, John.
Good morning, and it's great to be here with you all. I'm going to get my steps in too, Roz. So we'll all sort of be on the journey. We really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today to talk a little bit about health equity and some pretty remarkable work that's been going on around the country around health equity, led by any number of people, and as Roz mentioned initially, in part kicked off by Common Spirit's initiative on a national summit. But now it's grown to a national initiative, and we want to share with you some of the really remarkable things that are happening that will improve the health of African Americans in the country. And so our focus is not just to talk about what the issues are. Our focus is on what's actionable, what can we change, how can we make things better for our people.
Wow, John, that's great. So I'm excited because I'm going to take a lesson from this too. Roslyn, how about you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we know that solving the needs of our poor, vulnerable, and minority communities is fundamental to the health of our country. We know the past and present contributions to society by African Americans. We saw clearly during the onset of COVID the value of our essential workers, frontline workers, caregivers, and those thought of as most vulnerable and underserved. It's been said, what helps one group lifts us all? So to that end, a health equity agenda means better health for our overall society.
So John, can you share with us about the Black Directors Health Equity Agenda before we move into commercial briefly? We're going to talk about this throughout the show, but, you know, what is this? You know, what is the Black Directors Health Equity Agenda?
So the Black Directors Health Equity Agenda is the most unique platform established in the country. It's brought together African-American leaders who are board of directors or health leaders around the country to work and identify on how can we solve the health disparities. And one of the challenges here is that we see these issues in front of us and we almost become immune to them. An example would be maternal health in the African-American community is an enormous issue. And I can tell you that unless we put a spotlight on it, and how to change it, and how we change it in the boardroom, and how we make sure that there are resources to move it forward, it won't change. There's a lot of literature going back decades around the issues of affecting disparities in the African-American community. So ours is an agenda of action, and I'm sure we'll get a chance to chat a little more about it But everyone who's been involved in this around the country has been focused on one thing. How do we eliminate the disparities? How do we as directors in the boardroom make sure that we ask the right questions and that the right resources go out to the African-American community? Rosalind hit the nail on the head, which is that, you know, while people think of the disparities that have affected African-Americans, if we do this right, everybody wins. The whole country wins. But we cannot continue to allow these disparities to exist. They're just too enormous, and they're infecting too many people.
So I love that, and I love the opportunity that we're going to be able to talk about the actual work that's being done and what needs to be done, moving towards solution-driven conversations. Thank you for that, John. We're going to be right back with you. We're going to take a commercial break and come back with Rosalind and John, and even we have even more guests for you as we take a deep dive in terms of Black health disparities. Okay, we'll be right back.
Everyone's talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Let Diversity MBA Media bring you up to speed on the discussion. With benchmarking services that help enterprises gauge and expand the diversity of their workforces, to fresh, insightful, deep dive articles on the Diversity MBA website, CEO Pam McIlvaine leverages years of experience and some of the foremost thought leaders on diversity, equity, and inclusion to spread the DEI message and curate content that educates and enlightens. In addition, Diversity MBA Media hosts annual conferences that bring together speakers from all across the DEI spectrum, with thousands of virtual attendees learning industry best practices from a wide range of perspectives. Check out Diversity MBA Media, join the diversity, equity, and inclusion movement, and be a part of the discussion. www.diversitymbamagazine.com.
Welcome back to The Inclusive Voice. I'm your host, Pam McIlvaine, here with our co-host, Rosalind Carpenter, and our guest, John Daniels. Hey, John, can you share with us a little bit about your background? I do want folks to know who we're talking to here, who's leading this agenda.
I am by training an attorney. I ran a major law firm, but I've always been interested in healthcare. So I've served on a number of healthcare boards around the country. And increasingly, as I saw the issues involving healthcare affecting the African-American community, I thought it was important that we start to identify those things and make sure that we get the data out in front of people. So about 7 or 8 years ago, a group of us met in New York from major health systems around the country and decided that we were going to really quietly focus on how do we make a change in the healthcare system so that the healthcare systems are more attentive to the needs of the African-American community. You know, we hear a lot about the social determinants of health, and they are important because, you know, they impact, you know, the ability of people to be healthy. But here's what we do know. We do know that in the boardroom, you can make decisions which can move the needle. And the question before us is, how do we put in place the right decisions? How do we put in place the right vehicles to move things forward? One of the things that we've done recently here is we partnered up with a national organization to create what we refer to as a director playbook. So in other words, when a director comes into a major health system, he or she is has the benefit of knowing these are the questions that really need to be asked in order to see whether or not we're really going to be moving things forward. So, we're thrilled by the fact that we've got over 400 people who are involved in this effort. But probably the most important part of it is that all of the work that has been done has been data-based. It's been focused on the things that really have an impact on African-Americans. And it's been a combination of public health people, physicians, and the like. And therefore, it's not just sort of, you know, someone's general opinion about how you address these issues. It's fact-based, it's data-based, and we think it's going to dramatically move the needle in terms of improving healthcare in the country.
Thank you for that. So Roslyn, Common Spirit Health has been leading this journey, coupled with what you were talking about, John. So and being in the forefront and talking about how healthcare systems need to continue to be in the forefront of making decisions and driving change. Can you share with us, and I know I'm often asking you this off the cuff here, but, leading healthcare system in the nation, what are some of the key initiatives that you guys are doing around health disparities and with the Black Directors Health Agenda?
Well, Pam, we know that partnerships are essential. We have a broken healthcare system, and we can't do it alone. And that's why it's important to partner with groups like CDHEA. And with that, I would ask John, you have this Black Directors Health Equity Forum coming up next week. Could you share with us, who are you bringing to speak? How are you going to move the agenda with a courageous conversation?
Yeah, Roz, Roslyn's been an enormous leader in this effort. And the whole notion of the urgency of now in healthcare is so appropriate, because every time we think that we sort of are making some progress, we see how complicated these issues of health disparities are. So we're thrilled next week that we're going to have CEOs from four of the major health organizations in the country. We're going to come in and talk about, okay, how do you do partnerships? How do you do partnerships with the community? How do we move things forward in the African-American community? We also have the benefit of the CEO of Deloitte that has been working with us relative to how you give definition to improving partnerships and collaborations. Roslyn sort of hit the nail on the head when she said it's all about collaboration. The reality is, everybody talks a lot about health equity, and there's an enormous amount of data and information out there. And the key here is, what can you do that actually makes a difference and that changes things? Because we're not going to solve this by simply repeating all of the issues that are out there. We have to come up with practical solutions. So we've got an array of about 200 people who will be with us next Monday and Tuesday, and they'll be sharing with people around the country the things that are working. One of the key things that we've done is that we've asked organizations to share what works in your organization. So what works in North Carolina that's been effective in eliminating health disparities, maybe that's helpful to the biggest health system in Texas or in Arizona and the like. The key here is that never in the history of the African-American directors in this country has this group of people come together in a collaborative way to drive the effort. So this platform is the most unique platform that's ever been set up, and we're thrilled about having all those people come together with us next week.
So that is huge, and I will tell you of some of the work that we do with Diversity MBA on our Diversity Institute side. Our institute is research, and 30%. To your point, John and Roslyn, 30% of the healthcare industry actually participates in our index. So when you talk about around the country, you're talking about some of the largest systems, Atrium Health, UPMC, Kaiser Permanente. We have the Advocate Aurora Health. These are the largest systems in the nation participate in the index, and what they do is tell us what they're doing, right? So they're telling us the best practices and what they're doing. And so you're convening the leaders to now talk about them and share the actions live in what's going on. And one of the things I do know, we do know there's there's population health, and then there's also, profit as it relates to what is necessary to sustain healthcare systems. But what's daunting is that disparities continues. You know, they continue to exist. And just even with the pandemic, right, we are hearing like the heightened awareness of disparities as if they haven't always been here. And people haven't, you know, taken it as serious. So the fact that you're convening these leaders is huge. I would like to know, even from both of you, Roslyn, comment on this as well. You know, so what is the biggest impact outcome that you guys are looking to walk away from, knowing that you're coming together with action-based insights and information for every leader to walk away with and be able to implement or take even more action? Roslyn, you want to comment, then John?
Sure, and I would prefer that John talk about how folks can attend the event as well as the topics that will be discussed.
Sure, Roz. I can start that. The in terms of the attending the conference, you can go to our website, BDHEA, and you can register on that site. In terms of the question about, you know, what are the key things that we really want to accentuate? They include really three things. First is we want to make sure that all of us have a better understanding of the data that impacts the various decisions. One of the areas that we've been involved in has been looking at various disparities on African Americans. And you mentioned briefly sort of the cost of healthcare inequities. And if you look at some of the places like hypertension and elsewhere, and you look at the national cost for failure to really address these things, it's enormous. And we've cataloged and demonstrated the enormous national cost. So there's a real economic benefit to the country generally to addressing these things. Secondly, I think it's very, very important to understand that just about every health system in the country, as you alluded to, is committed to health equity. I mean, I don't think you can go into a boardroom and not hear some discussion about health equity, particularly in light of the events that have unfolded over the last year or two. However, here's the real question. The real question is, as we look at sort of the life expectancy of African Americans, are we seeing that the difference between African Americans and others, are we seeing that that is declining or not? If it's not declining, then that means we've got work to do. And so it's important to put that data in front of people so that people see the magnitude of the problem. You know, there are, Roslyn could probably give you all of the details of the studies.
Yeah.
But it is
so, John, we're gonna stop a second because you provided a lot of insights, and we're gonna take a couple questions from our callers, if that's okay. So sure. Let's take our first question or comment from Jim.
Good morning. I was thinking about Franklin Roosevelt trading universal health care, and it was dashed. Because when Jim Kennedy traded universal health care, that was dashed. Even Nixon was figuring out a way to get universal health care in the United States, and that was dashed. Are we to say that we're supposed to consume health with the money in our pocket rather than is it a right for every American to have health care and to have there should be a clinic in every neighborhood that's free that people can get mental health care and physical health care. And until we get to that point, I think that we're always going to have this conundrum. Anyway, you guys have a good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that, Jim. So, John, you were just getting into affordable health care and the biggest issues around that. Do you want to make a brief comment to Jim's statement?
Yeah, I think the overall notion that that we need to provide health care to everyone in this country, I mean, we just got to keep pressing on that. One of the people who is part of our group is a professor at the
Morehouse School of Medicine, Dr. Daniel Dawes. And he's written probably two or three of the most important works in the country around, you know, how healthcare incrementally gets provided to people. So, and you'd be surprised if you look back over the last 50 or 100 years, it's sequential, you know. So 65 years ago, it was Medicare. And when Medicare was, you know, being put in place, you know, people were all consumed about, you know, government takeover of healthcare. But boy, I tell you, anybody who's 65 or older now appreciates the benefit of having healthcare. And I think the notion that we have to get healthcare to people where they live and operate, we just got to keep pounding away on that. And that's one of the missions of the BDHEA, to serve as a voice for those who don't have the voice to say, we're going to have access.
So that's huge. So with that, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with my co-host, Rosalind Carpenter, and our guest, John, and we'll have a couple others. Thank you for all your insights and calling in. We'll be right back.
Everyone's talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Let Diversity MBA Media bring you up to speed on the discussion. With benchmarking services that help enterprises gauge and expand the diversity of their workforces, to fresh, insightful, deep dive articles on the Diversity MBA website, CEO Pam McIlvaine leverages years of experience and some of the foremost thought leaders on diversity, equity, and inclusion to spread the DEI message and curate content that educates and enlightens. In addition, Diversity MBA Media hosts annual conferences that bring together speakers from all across the DEI spectrum, with thousands of virtual attendees learning industry best practices from a wide range of perspectives. Check out Diversity MBA Media, join the diversity, equity, and inclusion movement, and be a part of the discussion. www.diversitymbamagazine.com.
Welcome back to The Inclusive Voice with your host, Pam McIlvaine, and your co-host, Rosalind Carpenter. Our number to call in is 773-763-9278. Okay, Rosalind, throwing the mantle over to you.
Perfect. Thank you. John mentioned to us earlier that the BDHEA is 400 members strong. And today we have another BDHEA board member with us. It's Joe Wilkins. Joe is the managing director for JW Healthcare Insights. And Joe, are you with us? I want to ask you a question about health. Oh, fantastic! Welcome. We're excited to have you with us this morning. Could you talk to us a little bit about the forum coming up, and talk to us about the playbook? What will it do? How will it help us?
Absolutely. And first, let me just mention to you, Pam, that I was a member of, honored to be a member of the Diversity MBA. Few years ago, Bernard Tyson was honored, and also Erica James. And it was such an inspirational point in my career. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, and thank you for being here this morning.
Yeah, so we are at BDHEA extremely excited about this Monday and Tuesday's event, the Fierce Urgency Here Now, with the highlight being the playbook on health equity. And as you have already discussed, the spotlight today is on boards in terms of truly the lack of progress that we need to see in health equity. And so we've turned our attention to the unmet need that occurs in the boardroom around board directors really driving this topic and this dialogue to make change happen. And as you may be aware, there's a lot going on in boardrooms today, both from a corporate and a nonprofit perspective around, you know, corporate social responsibility, corporate social justice, as well as environmental and social governance issues, so ESGs. All this fits in right now into what we have developed in this comprehensive toolkit for board directors just to be better equipped, really better equipped to have the dialogue and be effective in their work and their duties as board directors. And so I'll wrap up with just four bullets that we expect this playbook to deliver to board directors. we believe that the way it's formatted, that it will help to increase and deepen the awareness around health equity in the boardroom at that level. We also believe that it will enable boards to maximize their health equity impact and drive organizations to be more accountable, to be able to track and measure their progress on health equity. And then finally, John alluded to this, the sharing of success stories will allow us to be able to really ensure progress is sustainable in the long term as we learn from each other. And so one of the things at BDG, we're going to be very engaged in is sharing success stories across the U.S. and so we can keep people engaged and inspired. So I think Rosalind sort of the highlight.
Yeah, that's a big that's a big agenda and to move forward. So I think and Rosalind, I'm jumping in here. I think that this initiative exactly is what needs to happen in the back room. But one of the things is how, you know, definitely giving the board directors the playbook. And I'd like you to comment on this, Joe, and as well as John, you can jump in. But, you know, we have policy that's passed, like like the Affordable Care Act, you know, so that it's affordable for definitely Black Americans, but all Americans to be able to at least have the access to care. But in the reality, we're continuing to see the barriers and the obstacles to prevent that from occurring as we're still trying to deal with the economic issues of individuals and people that are just in to their own issues around health. And so it's just not happening as fast as we like to see it happen. And so I know in the boardrooms where you talk about influence, and that's where it's going to occur in making policy occur within those systems. But how do you move the government so that we can really make sure, and I'm not talking about socialism, but make sure that affordable insurance, affordable care, is that it's real. That's really happening for people, and they don't get, you know, blocked at the door. And some of your initiatives that you just talked about highlights it. But if we can just do a little deeper dive for our audience, Joe, and then John, you comment on that.
Yeah, I'll just jump in with the fact that yes, the government plays a key role in advancing health across all Americans. So clearly, access, clearly, you know, understanding. You know, the requirements of communities. Well, we think that our focus has been around the business imperative, the business community, the local community, you know, organizing ourselves around, you know, the actual local ecosystem that really drives action to allow progress in this area. And we're seeing that through some of the, again, inspirational stories of success in different pockets of the nation where we're seeing, you know, significant improvements in health equity. We're also seeing the opposite, where there isn't that type of leadership, where there is big gaps in health equity. And so we think that, you know, in this case, our work is really focused from a business imperative dimension that gets the whole ecosystem involved and really drives, including the government, and drives progress through partnership.
So that makes sense, the localization of making sure it occurs. And so John, you know, in continuing to bring forward the conversation that you guys are going to have with the group and the directors, what is some of the key points that some of the leaders are going to be talking about that you guys drive and take action for?
Well, Joe actually really sort of nailed it, which is that our dialogue is about having a way to discuss in the boardroom these issues. In other words, I'll give you an example. 20, 25 years ago, safety became really important in the boardroom, and now it's baked into every organization, you know, as part of their governance process. The whole notion of health equity is newer to these organizations, and so finding a way to talk about it in a consistent business way is critical, because that will enable you to have the discussion in the boardroom in a way that's consistent with the normal business operations. You know, one of the things that we try to focus on is try to make sure that we're looking ahead of the curve. So, I mean, over the last, obviously, 6 or 9 months, we saw enormous increase in the use of telemedicine. But now there's quite a bit of data about how telemedicine could affect various populations, especially diverse populations. So getting in front of those kind of issues early is important. So one of the presentations that's going to be made at next week's event is a discussion around telemedicine. It's going to be a really important thing in the future, and we want to make sure that it is equitable in how it's handled and distributed.
So I have a question about who else should be involved. Why should companies outside of healthcare with equity?
Well, we...
John or Jeff?
We know... Yeah, so we know that this board director's playbook is geared towards the entire healthcare ecosystem. So we have health plans, we have health systems, we have local community hospitals, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have diagnostic companies, we have everybody that touches the healthcare system, so that all these boardrooms have a consistent model around understanding the business model and imperative for health equity consistently. And then together, we think that that's going to create a collection and a new collective activity that's going to really help drive this whole ecosystem in a different direction. And it's not just hospitals. We understand hospitals can't do it all. It's the entire ecosystem that's going to really make the difference. So everyone's got to be at the tables.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm just going to interject. You're so critical. I was talking about a month ago that in Pittsburgh, and had an opportunity to talk with their chief scientist at UPMC. And I asked him, what is the biggest barrier and issue in our system? And he said the coordination of services. He literally said what you're talking about, and I thought it was going to be more around cost. It was like bringing the ecosystem together to be responsive in a holistic way. And I'm like, wow, who even knew that that was the biggest issue? So I just wanted to commend you guys on that work, on this work that you're doing. But the other thing I want to also just get your thoughts on, John and Joe, this is going to be, it's not in the playbook, but I spoke with, you know, just talked about how important we are on the front end. A biotech firm, Humanigen, basically finished the largest trial on the large trial on the pandemic medicine. And they had, for the first time in the world, the largest group of African Americans and Black participate in their trial. So they were actually able to come up, you know, with, you know, I'm not going to name the medicines, but definitely different types of medicines that would help African Americans and Blacks faster and better than any other group. And so having, you know, pharmaceuticals also engaged at the level where they're intentional about bringing different ethnic groups and looking at very specifically what, you know, what impacts what's going on with them, I think is cutting edge from my perspective. What are your thoughts on that, John and Joe? And Roslyn.
John, let me just jump in real quick. John's talked about our Pfizer relationship, which has been phenomenal. For me, I recall one of our first BDHE meetings in New York. We had an all-day convening around sickle cell anemia. And to me, it was the first time that you can actually see us and our leadership driving attention around, you know, this rare disease, and at least in the sort of the U.S. consideration of it. But for us, it's important. And we see progress today as a result of that meeting. And so, but we've had this wonderful close relationship with Pfizer executives, which will CEO will be with us next week. John, I'm sure you have much more to add to that.
Yeah. Well, Joe, you're, that is exactly right, because it took years, you know, of effort for us to all bring all of these things together. But the impact has been that we've created a lot of trust with organizations. And as you mentioned, the whole notion of clinical trials and engagement of minorities in that system is really critical. Critical, obviously, to the legitimacy of the results. And we've had the really great benefit of being able to have outreach to a number of organizations to assure that they reach out to diverse people who are involved in that space. And it's all part of an effort to make sure that the whole health ecosystem is open to us in all aspects of it. And as Joe was mentioning earlier, it's not just sort of one element of it. It's not just the, you know, the hospitals. It's the health ecosystem is the way our strategy describes it. It's a very complex system. And what we're doing is we're making sure, in a sense, that our voices are being heard in every aspect of it. And I can tell you we've gotten remarkable responses from around the country. And as Joe mentioned earlier, the CEO of Pfizer will be joining us, and they've provided support. So it's one of those things where you, when you start, you don't realize, you know, how enormously complicated it is. But the thing that I've found so encouraging is that there's so many talented people out there who are interested in working on these things, and getting them to know each other and to work with each other has been remarkably beneficial. So the one, if nothing else, the BDHEA has brought together the most important thought leaders to be trusted colleagues to actually move things forward in a practical way in the boardroom.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. We're going to take a commercial break, but I really, really love where this conversation is going, because now we're getting in a little bit of the meat and potatoes of it, so folks can really understand. So we'll be right back with you. Stay tuned to continue our conversation on making a difference in health equity.
The tech talent war in the U.S. is making it almost impossible for companies to hire, and is holding companies back from achieving their important business goals. What is the answer? Go global with Bold Business. We have the reach, experience, and proven methods to help your company access great talent. From recruiting and sourcing to onboarding and post-hiring operations, Bold Business can help businesses tap into a worldwide talent pool and can craft solutions for an enterprise of any size. Go bold and let Bold Business solve your talent challenges and help your company succeed. Contact at www.boldbusiness.com.
Everyone's talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Let Diversity MBA Media bring you up to speed on the discussion. With benchmarking services that help enterprises gauge and expand the diversity of their workforces, to fresh, insightful, deep dive articles on the Diversity MBA website, CEO Pam McIlvain leverages years of experience and some of the foremost thought leaders on diversity, equity, and inclusion to spread the DEI message and curate content that educates and enlightens. In addition, Diversity MBA Media hosts annual conferences that bring together speakers from all across the DEI spectrum, with thousands of virtual attendees learning industry best practices from a wide range of perspectives. Check out Diversity MBA Media, join the diversity, equity, and inclusion movement, and be a part of the discussion. www.diversitymbamagazine.com.
So welcome back, and thanks for staying tuned with us. Rosalind, turn it over the rounds to you.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, it's been a pleasure to be with everyone today. I have one final question for John. John, could you talk to us about how people can attend this event? Is there a website? Is there a cost? Share with us how we can get connected to the Black Health Equity Agenda.
Yes, Roz. So there is a website, Black Directors Health Equity Agenda website. You can go to that website. You can register. The cost for the two-day event is $99. Certainly anyone who would like to attend, that site is open, I think, through tomorrow. So love to have you consider that. The one of the things that we wanted to sort of highlight, sort of top line, is that when we all got together, Roz and Joe and many of us, to talk about these issues, I can't tell you how I feel leaving those meetings because people are so committed about making the change. One of our directors is former Surgeon General Regina Benjamin. And as we were developing our strategy, we discussed the exact language of, you know, what did we want to say? And ultimately, we said we want to eliminate health inequities. And that was sort of a bold statement because, you know, the lawyer in me is like, okay, you know, are we boiling the ocean? But no, the notion that we can eliminate health inequities in this country is something that we can make a huge difference on. You know, if you really think about it, think about, you know, the elimination of polio, you know, 60 or 70 years ago, or, you know, a president says, hey, we're going to go to the moon. Anytime somebody has some sort of ambition that really seems sort of incredible, we all sort of question it a bit. But in retrospect, when we look back and see if we're really willing to take on those things, that's when we can make a difference. So as Dr. Benjamin encouraged us, our focus is laser focus. We intend to eliminate health inequities in the country.
Wow. So, John, that's incredible. Our theme for our conference was reimagine the future, lean into possibilities. I love that.
Wow.
I love exactly what you're actually talking about in terms of eliminating what we know is could be possible with the right efforts. So we're at the end of our show, and I just want to thank Roslyn for gathering these thought leaders, the collective work that you're doing, and where we don't know and see what you're doing behind the scenes, that you're now bringing this information forward and making it available for the public to be able to participate. So thank you, Joe Wilkins. Thank you, John Daniels. And thank you, Roslyn Carpenter, for this incredible conversation and being a part of the Inclusive Voice.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you
absolutely.
So much.
Don't forget to get your steps in today.
Get steps in, everyone. Okay, thank you all. So that wraps up our show on the Black Directors Health Equity Agenda. And when you have influential leaders come together like this and say, we are going to be laser focused to make sure we drive change and have a critical impact on a business imperative. They didn't just say it was a community imperative, but a business imperative that's going to feed the ecosystem so where that it meets people wherever they are. So whether it's health insurance, whether it's clinical care, clinics in the neighborhood, whether it's the mobile machines that's driving on the block, whether it's the healthcare systems, the hospitals that are available, the ambulatory processes for people to get to work. This is what it takes to be able to make a difference and make a change occur. And I'm so glad that we have the opportunity with these esteemed leaders to bring forward together this conversation and talking about what partnerships mean, how to really leverage the value and what those partners bring to you. So that is our show. We'll end it. I thank you, listeners, the Inclusive Voice. I'm Pam McElvain. Go to diversitymbamagazine.com site and gather information, and you can hear the show later, but also bdhea.org and join the conversation. Listen in for Monday and Tuesday next week and to the event and be a part of this. So have a great weekend and we'll see you again next week.
Everyone's talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Let Diversity MBA Media bring you up to speed on the discussion. With benchmarking services that help enterprises gauge and expand the diversity of their workforces, to fresh, insightful, deep dive articles on the Diversity MBA website, CEO Pam Mickelvain leverages years of experience and some of the foremost thought leaders on diversity, equity, and inclusion to spread the DEI message and curate content that educates and enlightens. In addition, Diversity MBA Media hosts annual conferences that bring together speakers from all across the DEI spectrum, with thousands of virtual attendees learning industry best practices from a wide range of perspectives. Check out Diversity MBA Media, join the diversity, equity, and inclusion movement, and be a part of the discussion. www.diversitymbamagazine.com.
The tech talent war in the U.S. is making it almost impossible for companies to hire and is holding companies back from achieving their important business goals. What is the answer? Go global with Bold Business. We have the reach, experience, and proven methods to help your company access great talent. From recruiting and sourcing to onboarding and post-hiring operations, Bold Business can help businesses tap into a worldwide talent pool and can craft solutions for an enterprise of any size. Go bold and let Bold Business solve your talent challenges and help your company succeed. Contact at www.boldbusiness.com.